Welcome to the Automated Daily, Tech News Edition, the podcast created by Generative AI. Today is April 16th, 2024, and I'm your host, Trendteller, here to guide you through the latest and most intriguing developments in the tech world. Let's dive into today's stories. First up, Apple is gearing up to introduce its first AI-based features with the iOS 18 update at the WWDC 2024 event this June. This marks a significant leap for Apple as it embraces generative AI technology, promising to bring a new level of intelligence to its devices. In the realm of software innovation, a project named Redka is making waves by re-implementing the best aspects of Redis using SQLite. This ambitious project aims to offer data storage not limited by RAM, ACID transactions, and more, all while maintaining compatibility with the Redis API. It's a work in progress, but it's already showing promise for developers looking for versatile data management solutions. Turning our attention to virtual reality, Meta is preparing to launch a new hub for Quest headsets, specifically designed to enhance educational experiences. This initiative aims to make it simpler for educators to incorporate VR into their teaching, promising a suite of education-focused apps and management tools. It's a bold step towards integrating VR technology into the classroom. In the battle of AI chatbots, a face-off between ChatGPT and Gemini saw Gemini taking the crown in 3 out of 5 rounds. This competition highlighted the strengths and weaknesses of each, with Gemini excelling in providing better overall responses, except in historical facts where ChatGPT shone. It's a fascinating glimpse into the rapidly evolving world of AI chatbots. Framework, known for its modular and repairable laptops, is facing challenges with software and firmware updates. Despite the company's commitment to addressing these issues, users have been left waiting for promised updates. It's a reminder of the growing pains that come with innovation in the tech industry. T-Mobile is currently investigating a scam targeting its employees, offering them money to perform unauthorized SIM swaps. This nefarious tactic aims to hijack customer phone lines, highlighting the ongoing battle against cyber threats in the telecommunications sector. The Linux Foundation is championing open-source projects like OpenTofu and Valky in response to the changing landscape of open-source licenses. By supporting these projects, the foundation is taking a stand to preserve the ethos of open collaboration, despite facing criticism from some quarters. The Overture Maps Foundation has unveiled the first beta of its global open map dataset, a collaborative effort backed by tech giants. This dataset is poised to revolutionize the availability of geospatial data for developers, showcasing the power of collaboration in the tech community. Adobe is embracing generative AI by integrating third-party tools into Premiere Pro and developing new AI models. This move highlights the growing influence of AI in creative industries, offering new tools for video editing and content creation. Limitless is introducing an AI tool for meetings, accompanied by a wearable gadget, the Limitless Pendant. This innovative device aims to transform how we interact with AI in our daily lives, offering a glimpse into a future where AI assists us in more personal and practical ways. A recent article challenges the conventional wisdom around telemetry data storage, advocating for a more targeted and efficient approach to observability and debugging in large-scale systems. It's a thought-provoking take on how we can better manage data in an increasingly digital world. An FDA-approved device called Lanier is offering new hope for individuals suffering from tinnitus. By stimulating the tongue, this device has shown promise in managing the symptoms of this challenging condition, despite its high cost. Tesla is making headlines with the announcement of a significant workforce reduction as it seeks to navigate through slowing sales and increased competition. This move, coupled with the temporary suspension of Cybertruck deliveries due to a potential pedal problem, underscores the challenges facing the electric vehicle giant. Lastly, space-based solar power is inching closer to reality with a successful key test by UK-based startup Space Solar. This groundbreaking technology could revolutionize how we harness solar energy, offering a constant power supply from space. California's tech industry is facing a downturn, with the state's share of U.S. tech jobs at its lowest in a decade. This decline reflects broader challenges in the tech sector and raises questions about California's future as a tech hub. And that wraps up today's edition of the Automated Daily Tech News Edition. We've covered a lot of ground, from Apple's AI advancements to the challenges and innovations shaping the tech landscape. Remember, technology is ever evolving, and we'll be here to keep you informed every step of the way. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll catch you in the next episode.